Welcome to Contrast. Richard Bennett, converted Catholic priest, now evangelist, presents Contrast. Your comments and questions will be greatly appreciated. Permission is given to record and copy the entire message. And now, here is Richard Bennett.
You have your Bible there, just to turn to Ephesians chapter 2, and beginning in verse 4. That's the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath beforehand ordained that we should walk in them. Praise God for his wonderful word. Now, why I read Ephesians 2 is that was chapter 2 and chapter 1 of Ephesians, was after a serious accident I had in 1972 in Trinidad. I began reading Ephesians 1 and 2 when I had recovered from the serious accident, and I would read it sometimes 20 times a day, besides other portions, but it was these two chapters I would read again and again and again. I had been a priest for 9 years at the time when I split the back of my head and damaged my back spine falling down somebody's steps at their home. I was 3 days unconscious. I was the closest thing to death that you could imagine, like a hair's breadth away from death. And when I did regain consciousness, it took 6 months afterwards for me to gain equilibrium, because it damaged my whole nervous system of my back. Besides the other physical ailments I had, I was mentally disturbed. So that was a traumatic near-death experience in 1972. I had always been a devout Catholic priest. I used to boast that I had never committed a mortal sin, a serious sin in my life. And I took joy in serving people in the different parishes where I worked. But my agony was, where would I have gone had I died? Because I didn't have a peace or an assurance. And I began then, about after 6 months after that accident, I began studying the scriptures, and particularly Ephesians 1 and 2. I would read, of course, Isaiah 53, Romans 3 and 4 and 5, and other parts, and I kept reading many parts of the scriptures, but particularly Ephesians, kept coming back to these two chapters, trying to see how could I be right before God and have an assurance that what Paul keeps mentioning about being in him, in the beloved, accepted in the beloved, how could I be that? And so then I began a 14-year search as a priest into the scriptures. Now, that is the turning point, as it were, in my life. But I'd like to go back to the beginning. I grew up speaking correct English, not American, in Ireland. And of course, had it perfected later on with being a Trini. I learned how to speak Trinidadian, but not American. I grew up in Ireland, and it was a nice family, very Catholic. We prayed to Mary every evening. We had the rosary. We knelt down. We said the five mysteries of the rosary. My father and mother kneeling down with us. We always prayed to Mary and prayed to the saints. I was always praying to Anthony, you know, Saint Anthony when you lose things. And we always had saints for different things. We were highly devout. My father was a military man and quite distant, a good father, but distant. He never took me in his arms. Only once I remember sitting on my father's lap. But he was not bad to me, but he was sort of distant. And then later on he got tuberculosis and wasn't in the family home. And I had six sisters and felt very alone for male companionship. But I was devout, going to confession. I learned from a little boy to do penances. I would suffer going without chocolate and sweets. And then about 1947, Coca-Cola came to Ireland from the United States, and in Lent I wouldn't take Coca-Cola, and you know, I would try to be good. I was making myself good by being a good Catholic boy. Always wanted to be good, always tried to do what was right as a young boy. I was trained with the Jesuits, and they train you highly. I could defend Catholicism when I was 10 years old. I could give you every reasons why a person should be Catholic. And when I finished secondary school, I decided to be a priest, because I thought that in becoming a priest and going into a monastery or a priory, I would be more certain to be good, to do penance, to suffer, and so that one day I could go to purgatory and then into heaven. I memorized what the Pope said. I don't know if those of you who are older remember Pius the 12th at the end of World War II, very gaunt, thin man. And he had said in his famous letter called The Mystical Body of Christ, these are the exact words, I memorized them, I still know them by heart. Great mystery this, and source of unending contemplation, that the salvation of many should depend on the prayers and sacrifices of the members of the mystical body of Christ, offered for this intention, so that if you offered your prayers and your sufferings, that souls could be saved. So I was intent that I would suffer more so that I could be saved myself. And highly dyed into my brain were the words of what Mary was supposed to have said at Fatima, that many souls go to hell because there's nobody to pray or do penance for them. I couldn't think of souls going to hell because people wouldn't suffer. So I wanted to suffer, and suffer a lot. So I studied different catalogues of different orders, and I decided that the strictest one and the one that mentioned Jesus most of all was the Dominican order. So I went into the Dominicans, and